It's amazing throughout everything that Mickey never lost confidence in her game, even until the very end. Her shocked face at her eviction made my entire week, and the fact that she was so shocked was a perfect microcosm of how her game went, and really how the entire Big Brother 27 game as a whole has played out. And we had perhaps one of the more straightforward weeks, but it could have been something that was a lot more interesting, and we will dive into that, and we'll also dive into what this week's twist is and why the feeds are still down and why we still don't know who this week's head of household is and what that could perhaps mean. Without further ado, let's start off by recapping the latest evictee and the first person evicted before the jury phase of the game. Now, with Mickey and Vince both on the block, I think both of those players would have been great evictees for the last pre-juror spot. Mickey said it best. Vince was the only person to vote for Mickey to stay. And I've listened to people talk about it. I've seen takes on the internet, and people still do not know why Vince voted for Mickey to stay. He did swear on the Bible, of all things, that he would keep Mickey. But we've seen Vince's gameplay. We've seen that slime ball. He doesn't really care about that kind of thing. So it didn't really make a whole lot of sense why he voted to keep her, unless he's trying to frame it on somebody. And if he is trying to frame it on somebody, that somebody would likely be Kelly. And if he's trying to frame Kelly, you know, Kelly's somebody who is a non-entity at this point, somebody who is already burned with a good majority of the house, somebody who has little to no win equity at the end of the day. So he probably didn't need to do that. I think there is a real good chance that Vince perhaps just misspoke and was riding a high after winning his blockbuster competition. I'm not sure why he did it, but I think that is the most likely reason why he voted Mickey to stay in the game. When Mickey learned about this information, she said that she was shocked, but then wasn't shocked because her and Vinny are so similar. Oh, you mean similar as in the two most disappointing players in the show? Two players that completely tanked their games, and two players that we have discussed all season long that should have been the most dominant in the house but didn't live up to that potential. That's how you guys are similar. She doesn't see that, but I thought that was funny because it is true. They are similar in that aspect. But like I said, she was shocked when the votes were read, and she actually, when she was talking to Julie, this was probably the best post-evictee interview so far this season. It was mostly because Mickey just said crazy things, and she also brought up the Melting Pot Alliance with her, Morgan, and Vince, which I thought had been dead, but I guess to Mickey, she thought that that was still a thing, and she thought that she could count on them. She also said that they told her to throw the Big Brother blockbuster competition to Vince, and if that's true, that is hilarious, and if she bought into that, that's even more hilarious. I don't think that she did throw this competition, because I think this would be a hard competition to throw. You can't really see what's going on with each player in this competition, so I think it would be a hard comp to throw. The fact that that Weasel and Morgan were going to her and saying, hey, you're going to be safe no matter what, just throw it to me, please, throw me a bone, I'm going to go home, don't make me go home, and he ends up winning. They're just an ultimate Weasel move, and is just so hilarious to me. But he still ended up voting to keep her, so, you know, what can you say? I don't think it was on purpose, though, for Vince. And this blindside also resulted in the quickest walkout of the season. You know, a lot of these people that have been evicted so far, they've had long walkouts. Julie's had to tell them to hurry up and get out there. They've done a lot of hugs. Not Mickey. She just stole the Bible, had a shocked look on her face, and got out the front door. And honestly, wish more players did it like that. And the other crazy thing about Vinny's vote was if Mickey had opened her eyes and had saw the house for what it was, and she wasn't so delusional, she would have seen that Vince was the only one that actually guaranteed her vote. And she was not willing to return the favor. Her Melting Pot Alliance member, she was not willing to return the favor. And that was hilarious and crazy. And at the time, I thought he was lying. I thought that was even crazier that she was like, oh, it's a good thing I have Vince's vote. And, you know, now I feel even better about Vince. She was worried that if she voted to keep Vince, she was going to piss a lot of people off. But the people that she was going to piss off in the long run was actually going to turn in to the minority, and they're not very good at competitions. And speaking of competitions, I mean, Rachel on that side would be dominant if they could ever win any kind of competition, as Vince pulls it out in the blockbuster in a comp where I thought he was absolutely gonna choke. He was flying through it at first, but these last two blue balls, man, he like struggled to grab them. He struggled, he was fumbling around, and it looked like he wasn't gonna be able to do it, but he ends up pulling it out at the last second, and he guarantees himself safety. The Weasel weasels through to jury. He weasels through one more week, and he got to hug his Cheap Man's member Morgan for a very long time. You know, I mentioned that in the feeds, it is fun that they throw in those little edits of those long hugs. You know, it's a little cheeky thing that they're hinting at this Cheap Man's. They talked about it more on the Wednesday episode, and they showed Morgan rubbing Vince's arm to wake him up. This one, you know, obviously a live show. They didn't have to edit this one in. This was just a long hug that looked semi-romantic between the two of them, so didn't have to alter that one. They didn't have to make you look like anything. You did that one. Vince saving himself here was like the only time that this guy has ever clutched anything out for himself. I think this is going to be a turning point for him, and I think that's going to be a turning point for a good chunk of people on his side, and especially his Cheat Man's member Morgan, who I think is in a exceptional position right now after not being in a great position at all for weeks and weeks and weeks. I think Morgan's position really improves now with Vince staying in the house. And just a couple of funny hypocritical things that I just really had to point out from this week. Seeing Vince whine about Keanu putting him up this week was hilarious, when that's the shit he's been doing all season long, putting his allies up. And during this week, he literally wanted his ally, Morgan, who won the veto, to use the veto on him while she was on the block to put up his second top ally, Lauren, next to Morgan, and they were going to vote Lauren out. You are going to weasel out all of your allies just to make sure you are going to be safe, and you are giving Keanu a bunch of shit when he was doing all the things you were doing all season, attacking your own allies, and you were going to try to get your own ally to not be safe and use a veto on you to target your next closest ally. Like, come on, Vince. Like, you are the hypocrite to the max. And throughout the week, watching Keanu come to the realization that he doesn't want Vince to go, and asking Lauren to use a veto on him, and watching Lauren question why he put up his own ally, and then saying she can't say much because she did that, was hilarious. And then Ashley obviously was the renom of the week, and her speech at Keanu was a little over the top. I didn't watch a whole lot of feeds this week, and I think only watched one of Taryn's recaps this week. Not sure why she was so pissed, especially when you consider the standing of the house and your relationship with Keanu throughout the season, and the fact that Rachel openly said that, yes, he did say that you would be a fourth nom. You know, I just don't understand why you get so mad here when it's obvious you don't have a good relationship with him. It seemed like an obvious move. Didn't seem like you needed to get that angry. No one, I don't think, was shocked or moved from your speech. You know, you're talking to people already on your side in terms of, you know, your anger and your pitch. You know, you're not moving anybody. You're not convincing anybody to sway from Keanu's side. You know, you talk about like Will. Will, during the episode, said that Rachel and Ashley were trying to bait Keanu. So Will and even like Ava, who are two people that are kind of like, you know, like, this is kind of over the top. This is not the best look, and I don't really enjoy this. And Ava's name got brought into it. Two people that, again, weren't moved, weren't convinced from your speech. And Rachel being able to consistently escape week after week for no particular reason at all is mind-blowing. I mean, she wasn't put up for Keanu's HOH. She wasn't put up for Vince's HOH. She's going to be in the jury. It's crazy how she has been able to survive all these weeks. And I don't think that she, in a regular season, would have been able to survive all these weeks. Because I think if somebody else was in Vince's shoes, I think they put Rachel up. And I think if somebody was in Keanu's shoes, they would see that Rachel is not that loyal to you, and they would have put Rachel up. The fact that Rachel has been able to constantly escape and escape and escape has been very impressive. But I don't know how much longer that is going to be, especially now that Vince stayed in the game. Now let's talk about this White Lotus. Lotus. I'm just going to call it White Lotus. I don't want to even try to pronounce how it actually is and what that could mean. I'm assuming, since the feeds still haven't came back, that it probably will be a split house or something like that, where somebody lives outside, and some lives outside, some live inside. Or, here is my other thing. I think that somebody has already gone home, and I think it was the result of this twist. Somebody won a competition competition and they put up like three players for banishment or something, and then they lost a competition, which unfortunately would be, you know, one of the bigger twist screw moments, I would say. But that's just something I can see, because it's like the feed still haven't come back up. So what else could it possibly be? I think when we tune into Tuesday, I think somebody's going to end up going home. Will it be from a vote? Probably not. It'll probably be from a competition or something crazy like that. So, you know, I don't really know where this twist is going to go this week, and it makes it hard for me to rank these players, especially because I don't know who won the head of household. I don't know where the power is, and I don't know what this twist is going to be. That is kind of on Big Brother production. I thought the way that they announced this twist and how they spent so much time talking about the Big Brother Unlocked guest instead of just revealing the twist was ridiculous. I think the way that they produced their episodes as a whole on Thursdays and Sundays and giving us just an hour-long Wednesday episode when that is probably the worst episode is crazy. And I think that that has been a problem, and it's been a problem all season long. And it's going to be a big problem for these player rankings, which is why I'm not going to go too in-depth on these player rankings. I think I'm just going to go and run through them based on my hypothesis on who I think is more likely to win a competition. If I had to guess, my main person that I think could win is Lauren, and then I'm going to go Kelly, and then I am probably going to go Rachel. Those are probably my top three most likely to win a competition. For some reason, I'm mostly leaning towards Lauren. As of right now, my player rankings in the next boot tier, I have three players. At number 9 going down 8 spots, I have Ashley, and then at 8 going down 6 spots, I have Rachel, and at 7 going down 3 spots, I have Ava. I do think that this is the week that that side kind of starts to face some pressure, because I think that the Vince, Morgan, Keanu, Kelly side is going to start winning these competitions, and I think they're running out of allies to target, and they are going to be forced to target that other side. Unless it's Vince who wins head of household, I do think that is going to be the 3. And if Vince wins head of household, it could easily be flipped, and I think Keanu could be the target, and that would make for a very sloppy week. But the reason I have Ava up here and not Will is because I think Ava is going to dive on the sword for Will and say, just put me up. I don't even want to be here. Ava Pearl can just win a competition, and Ava Pearl will survive the block, so just put me up. So, you know, she doesn't care about the game, and I think she would fall on the sword for Will. And then in the doubtful winners at 6 and 5, I have Kelly and Keanu. They are on the more strong side right now, but their win equity is still very, very slim. Gonna need a lot of help at 4 and 3. I have Vince, and then I have Lauren. I do feel a Lauren head of household coming on, and that's gonna be good for that side, because even though she is passive, I do think she is likely to put up Ashley, Rachel, Ava. Vince, you know, good for him. He'll be able to stay as well. But Vince and Lauren, Vince is gonna face a bitter jury, and I think Lauren, despite having competition wins, I don't think is going to have a whole lot of respect. That's where she stands. And my potential winners tier as of right now, at number 2 I have Will, and at number 1 I have Morgan. I seriously think if these comp results go the way that they need to go for Morgan, I think she is without a doubt the best position player in the house. And I also think even if it goes to like that Rachel side, I think Morgan is fine. I think she could be put up as a pawn potentially, but I don't think she is going to be a target. I think they're gonna try and take out whoever they put up next to her, whether that be Vince, whether that be Keanu, whether that be Kelly even. But we really don't know. You know, we don't know what is going on right now. The feeds are still down. We don't know what the twist is. That's why I decided not to get too in the weeds or too deep into the player rankings in this video, because we don't know where the power lies, and these player rankings are very tentative. Don't take these player rankings as anything in stone. Let's just sit back and wait and see what Big Brother does. Alrighty guys, that's all I have for you. Thank you guys so much for always tuning in. Thank you for all the views. I see that a lot of you are not subscribed. Hit that subscribe button. Click the bell icon to get notified every single time I drop a new video. Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you have a great rest of your day.